Tonight's show of Spankwagon deals with stunts of immature nature. We must remind you that everyone involved is a professional or amateur doing this of their own free will. Please do not try this at home. We assume no risk.
Alright, folks, you're back with Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Right now, we actually we have something we've been promising everybody for a long time now.
Yes, and it is about to come true.
It's finally going to come true, yes. Go do that, please. Now that we have Snack here for once...
Take it away, Trench.
In the past few days, yes. I'll get to what you're doing here in a second. Smack is actually right now going out to blow his nose to clean his nasal passages.
And why is that?
Well, a couple weeks ago, actually about a month ago, he said something about snorting pixie sticks. And we were like, no way.
Well, what is this? I have a knife.
You have a knife. We have a smooth surface.
And I have pixie sticks.
Is that an orange pixie stick I think I see? Why?
Wait, don't forget to tell him what I'm chasing it with.
What are you chasing with?
Should we open the can first?
Yes.
Get the can ready.
Visit. We have a can of Pepsi.
Snort the Pepsi.
No, don't
snort. He's gonna drink it.
He's gonna drink this Pepsi Blue.
The Pepsi Blue is to alleviate the drip of the pixie stick.
Yes.
You do it with eggnog.
Eggnog would fucking kill you.
The plan was
to do a double bet. But the problem is my stomach won't have it because we were gonna do it where if I loses a simple question answer bet.
I would have to chug
a half gallon of eggnog, which in 3 minutes, which I enjoy eggnog. But the problem is my stomach. That one's yours. But the problem is my stomach's been acting up for the past 3 days. I can't do it because I can barely keep even my own dinner down. Oh my god, that's a lot.
Oh, hey, bro.
Well, he's cutting it. Don't worry. You don't have to do the whole mound. You don't have to do the whole mound. Remember, folks, if you want to get in with this, chat spankwagon.vftp.net chat link. We're in Slashnet.org/spankwagon. Rev, I'm going to ask your favor. Bring in your friends from the Ars Anime. People from the porn world out there, come on in.
Porn is my friend.
Porn is our friend. So if you're listening in, Spankwagon Radio, we'll pimp it again and again and again.
Yeah, if I didn't cut this shit right now, dude, it'd be snorting fiberglass.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't have a...
Exactly.
I don't have a flat razor blade, so I'm having to mess with this knife. There's a sharp-ass knife, though.
Well, you got a sharp-ass knife. Let me just go ahead and... Why don't we crush it down a little?
Come on, dude, you're from Hollywood. How do you not know how to do this?
Fuck you, not everybody in Hollywood's a drug dealer.
Yeah, really.
See, I could have gone the other route, but I decided not
to. Yeah, yeah, thank you. I already fucking dealt with that at the gas station over here.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
You should watch the news, man, because I saw that. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I am like, I am late. I am in no mood. I am stealing $7 worth of gas off some dude's pump. I have to go. Do not fuck with me now.
Ah. Good thing you're, God, really bringing that down. Again. See, because I've talked to people. And I've talked to several people who have said, yes, he will do it. He has no problem doing this. You are going,
El Smack,
co-host of the show, one of the unregular co-hosts of the show, is going to snort pixie stick material.
Yeah, that's getting better.
I gotta tell you guys the history of how this all came about.
Please do.
The first time I ever did this was with a good friend of mine, Daryl, and got Daryl and I, late one night in high school, decided it'd be great to smoke 50 sticks, drink Jolt Cola, and watch Jets and Shenanigans.
Why pixie sticks, other than their sugar value?
You know what? That's the whole reason. We decided to eat the pixie sticks, and we thought it'd be a lot better if we just snorted the pixie sticks. So we did.
But which way goes down better? You don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, and we got the trash can over there for you. Yeah, you can bring it closer, dude. You're going to get right up in here. Here, I got some up here. I already got it prepared for you, Chris.
Sweet.
Right there, buddy.
All right.
Yes. So, but what he's doing tonight, what El Smack is doing, is he's going to be snorting a couple lines of Pixie and then following it up with chugging Pepsi Blue, the most heinous drink.
It's like carbonated fruit punch.
It's worse than carbonated fruit punch. It's carbonated unsugared Kool-Aid.
Now let's talk about why I'm doing this.
Because you think it's cool?
No, because I love the show.
Because
we... that's dedication, man.
Because I love the show.
Ooh.
Showing my love. I can't always be here.
He's showing his love by doing a stunt. I love it!
That's right, man. Johnny Knoxville never did this, did he?
Actually, you know, in the movie, Steve-O did snort wasabi.
Oh! Yeah.
For those of you that haven't seen the movie, please do.
How are these lines, man? That's too thick for you?
Blue raspberry Kool-Aid? Yes, that's exactly what it is. Carbonated blue raspberry Kool-Aid.
Okay, man.
All right. Let's grab the toilet paper.
Do you want the pixie stick right here, or do you need a bill to roll?
Hand me that roll just in case, though. Nosebleed City, here we come. We have no doctors.
Like 100 so I can feel high priced?
No, I got a 5,
no.
Man.
All
right, best I got
to... You got 20, you got a 20.
You got a 20, you're doing the best.
I'll just do a 1.
Oh, well, it is only pixie sticks.
Wow, yeah.
It is only web radio. So.
It's all about the...
Ow!
Now what was that site devotion again?
God. Thanks, buddy. Now, we're not bullshitting you here. I mean, I know we're not...
We don't
have a camera because we didn't expect it tonight.
I did not know. Otherwise, I would have been sure to bring my...
We don't have the camera. We did not expect it. We could do a celebrity recreation, but I know Robert Goulet is available.
I'm Robert Goulet, snorting pixie sticks.
No.
What kind of fool am I?
Robert Goulet as El Smack, snorting pixie sticks.
Now let me just...
Robert Goulet, you're going to take it in the pipe.
So.
Oh, God.
You will, dude.
You know, I don't even think I'm going to do that. I think I'm just
going to
basically get my face down there. Just
go for it, dude.
Retrospective.
You work tomorrow, Smack?
Yes, I do.
This will be a fun day at the Apple Store.
Excuse me, but why is Bondi Blue coming out your nose? Oh.
That's not Bondi Blue. That's more like a Tundering color. They have, like, hardcore fucking Apple people arguing.
Yeah, when I do this, I got to do this right. I got to use one of my favorite lines from the movie, Churchill Ketchum. Okay, what we need to do is Let's get a mic down there so I can hear the
not a problem.
I'll go ahead and donate mine.
You going to donate your mic?
Yeah, okay. That makes me a lot more tonight. All right.
All right, dude.
Alright, cool.
Okay, where's your goal reliant, dude?
I'm just gonna do it.
You just gotta do
it.
I'm just gonna do it.
Back to, I mean, just go all over the thing.
Hold on.
You keep recutting us. That's kind of crazy.
Fortunately, you know what? I don't have a spoon, dude.
Okay, just a little warm up here. So let's have an introspective moment of silence for poor old Tim Tim. Try not to cut myself. Oh, that's shit, nothing. Come here for a second. Get this thing down here.
Oh, God. He's doing this. That's
just crazy. Right,
spankwagon.vftp.net. Oh, I got barely anything on that one. Let's try the other nostril. Oh. Fuck, that hurt. Wait, I'm not done yet. Oh, it's the orange, too. That just
burns. You want another flavor?
No, hold on.
All right, man. Hold on.
I see him do this one.
It's like somebody got a dog real wet, man.
I mean, like, not only real wet, but kept blowing in the dog's nose.
Oh, no. There's the drip.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, dude. Oh, that's ass. Dude, Jesus, kill me now. All right, I'm not done yet. I still got more pixie stick here.
And by the way, this is not a full pixie stick.
No, I can't do the whole thing. That'd fucking kill me. All right, let's get in here.
We're going to do one big-ass mega pile.
I'm going to do... What is it? What do they call that? It's a rail. I'm not doing a line. I'm doing a rail of pixie stick. All right, ready?
It'd be really funny if we caramelize and make it a hot rail.
All right, here we go.
And he's snorting.
Oh, I barely got anything on that one. That nostril sucks. Let's go back to this one. Oh, Jesus!
Fucking
Christ!
That's a Pepsi! You want another flavor, man?
Oh, no.
Yeah, get the grape.
All right, get the grape. Get the grape.
All right, get the grape.
I'm going to have to use the other nostril or something, man. Oh.
Get the grape out. I'll dump this stuff.
You want straight grape?
Yeah, don't cut it with the orange.
All right.
Oh, my God. It's orange.
Dump it straight on there, man.
Hold on, I got to clean it off.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that is dedication.
You know what's funny right now? This looks like a fucking drug lab, because I'm, like, over here with a pixie stick, like, looking like I'm getting ready for a heroin shot.
Oh, I'm going to solidify it into a chunk. I pulled my nose apart. I pulled it apart here at the cheekbone and just inhaled, and I got this huge chunk in
my nose. Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, man.
We've got pixie stick all over the desk. Oh, I'm crying. I mean, I'm laughing so hard. I'm crying.
All right, here we go with the grape. Oh, fuck, we really should have had the video for this. It's all right. We'll get it for next time. But
holy shit.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, just leave it as a big pile.
Yeah,
just like
you don't...
That.
Just so it's easier. What is it?
Oh, what is this? Saline nasal spray. Oh, this is going to come in so handy. Hold on. You got to stick around for this. This is great.
This is wrong.
Yes.
Oh, this is horribly, horribly wrong.
You've been listening to this from another room in the house. What have you been thinking?
What?
That's exactly what we're thinking, but are you wondering why we're doing this?
I'm just wondering what this is doing to the inside of his nose. When you stick shit up your nose and you do cocaine and stuff...
It's not cocaine.
It's pixie stick.
Yeah, say that fucking Metro raid us, dude. It's bad enough you have a still out here that think it's a meth lab.
Oh.
What? We have a wife?
No, if we had a still, they think it's a meth lab.
You just left it one big pile. You have a whole lot.
Yeah, but we're going to break it up for you a little. Powder it up a little.
See, what happens when you powder it right here? You get a better effect, man.
Oh, okay, good. Much better.
What's funny on this...
My nose run.
This is another fun example of the fucking education I got in high school. No, it wasn't at the car club. No, it was not. You fucking toy.
Ooh, he did go there, didn't he?
You fucking bastard.
That Kleenex stuff so I can have it ready for him. Because I know, you know, the wife was using this stuff all last week because she had a cold. Now he's using it because he's going to be sick.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Why are you doing this?
Is it funny? Is it funny?
What is this?
Nothing really serious because he's not doing it every day for the past 10 years. She laughs.
All right, so we're doing the grape this time.
Hopefully. Hopefully the grape won't fuck you up this
the
time.
The worst part, though, was when I pulled my nasal passage, I'm pulling off the skin there. This big chunk just went down in my throat.
Oh. Ooh, it's like a burp.
Yeah, except it was more like that. Like a big fat, nasty flavor.
You know what's funny?
What?
If this makes him George Jung, you're tuna.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
Hold on. Getting prepared?
Drinking the eggnog
then?
I have a question. You want to do an eggnog chaser after this one?
An eggnog chaser?
No.
Eggnog. He has to go with ass cola.
I gotta go with the
original. Oh, God. I like that.
She likes Pepsi Blue. I don't get it.
She married you, dude. Her taste is the only question as it is.
Well, I know, but... Ooh.
Okay, are we ready for this? Are we ready for round two? The grape.
There we are.
I guess I have to give a critique review.
How was orange?
Yeah, what is it like? When you have that orange in there, what does it smell like orange?
It does smell like orange.
Do you have something on here to tell listeners that it makes...
By the way, don't do this at
home. We just did. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't do this at home.
You fucking idiots.
Put that on the website. You'll be asking people going around snorting shit up their nose.
So when can we come and visit your class?
The orange was good. It was sharp. The orange is definitely sharp. It gets deep in there, and it really hurts. Mm-hmm. Really, really kind of burns. The grape, I've had a bad experience with her, so.
Well, it's cut for you, man.
I don't know if you guys can see my nasal passages. This one is really smaller than the other.
Yes, I can see right now.
So I can't snort anything out of the left one.
Oh, yeah.
My sinus passage is almost completely closed.
Yeah,
actually, it's from having my nose broken a couple of times.
Well, yeah, but still. She was born with a broken nose.
Alright, here we go.
Okay, you ready?
I've got plenty of Kleenex ready for you.
Trinch is going to get the up-close mic ready.
Is it good grape?
Oh, yeah. It's good grape. Definitely a strong, strong... Do we cut it with baby powder? I'm just wondering. Okay, here we go.
No, fiberglass.
Oh, man, this is going to hurt.
Yeah, get psyched up, man.
Alright, let me just...
Take a deep exhale, and then just...
Exactly.
How do you know so... Oh, yeah, from Hollywood.
He's from Hollywood. Okay, so let me pimp the site, spankwagon.vftp.net.
Oh, Jesus! Oh, my.
He couldn't even...
Would you like some ass cola?
Fuck!
Go on, cannonball!
He's chugging that shit. That is... All right.
Oh.
I think for the most part that we're done with that segment.
Would you like some more?
No. Fucking gonorrhea in my nose.
Oh my
God.
God,
burns. I can't inhale through my nose because it's still in there. Fuck that, burns.
Hey guys, you're listening to Spankwagon at FTV.net. We got Smack burning his nose up with pixie stick. The wife is dying of laughter.
Would you like to try anything else?
No.
How about some spices?
No,
you have a spice rack, right?
Yeah, we got oregano and hey, what about Parmesan cheese? Okay, first off, let me say this. Smack, you did that. That was a foolish thing to do. But you rock for doing it because that's funnier.
I fucking did.
It's funny to be down there next to him and see that shit just fly up his nose, dude. You know what we should do now? We should roll him up some pine needles to smoke.
Oh, no. Why don't you go hand me the can?
No.
Just fucking burns.
Look at all that.
It's going to be great, man. You're going to work.
I got pixie stick material over my desk. Put that back. Here you go. More toilet paper. And here's what we're going to do, folks. While we're fixing, while we're getting him back to normal, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. You are listening to spankwagon.vftp.net.
And remember, kids, only users lose drugs.
Oh, my God. We'll be back. Here.
All right, really quick. We're sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We have to come back. Smack is about to clean his nose with nasal spray.
Yeah, he gets to saline his nose, and this is going to be a mess.
Ugh, yeah, fucking tell me. It's going to be all purple and shit. All right, here we go.
You just, like, inhaled half a fucking bottle of saline solution, dude.
Great, now I've got Kool-Aid in my nose. Oh, man. I may be able to do a Sherry now.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
Another night.
He's hurting.
Oh, man.
He's hurting. Woo! All right, we're going to be back. We're going to finish this breakout with spankwagon.vftb.net. still, it screws you up. I mean, if you think about it, like what's in like meth and any of that. I mean,
usually it's kerosene at least right there.
Kerosene. God damn.
Yeah. What you do is you take a kerosene, you mix it together, especially cold medicine because it has amphetamines in it.
Uh-huh.
So what you do is kerosene. There's some other under. They're fucking cleaning products.
Yeah.
What you do is you put it in, you cook it in a vat. Depending upon, NyQuil will sometimes do it too. Yeah. Sudafed is what they really love on that shit because it's got the amphetamines. I know I've talked to you about this off the show, but I don't know if I mentioned it on the show.
Hmm.
Like one thing, it depends on it, one thing. It's big with the regional type aspect, especially in San Francisco. They have like a huge gay population, which is
obviously
really flamboyant and whatnot. So what aside from just being drugs right there, what demands a high price for amphetamines will actually be how the clarity of it, and they will cut the shit like diamonds so they can wear it as jewelry to go to raves.
Jesus.
And what'll happen is you take some of the stuff you put into a long, now Smack was saying like a rail right there. What you do is you take amphetamines, you make crystal meth, and you add the shit in, and you put a long rail, and you do what's called a hot rail. You shove one end up your nose as far as you can get it, and you light the other end on fire.
Jesus God.
You snort everything up.
That's pathetic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know what we did was a joke with the pixie sticks.
Yeah.
But actual drug use, I mean, that's pathetic.
You'd be surprised the shit that they put in, man.
What people do just to sustain some sort of level.
Shit, have you ever read up on Motley Crue, dude? Fuck. They were so desperate for highs one night, dude, they were mainlining Jack Daniels.
Mainlining.
Taking the shit, they had a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Right.
They couldn't get drunk fast enough, so they were taking needles and shooting Jack Daniels into their arms.
Jesus, God.
Yeah.
That is truly sick. And, of course, you like Tommy Lee. Yeah, we're on
air.
Yeah,
we're on air.
We've been on air for a little bit.
Yeah.
By the way, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
We.
Oh, the pixie stick snort.
What he said.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Great. How's it going, dude?
My nose is burning like nothing else.
Gonna be able to go home?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Good deal.
The problem is I'm laying there and there's cat hair all over the place.
Yeah, your allergies are swelling you up. But look, he's a good drug user.
Get the
all the shit on the shirt. Excuse me, sir. What have you been doing? Pixie sticks. What?
That's great, dude. Yeah. There's a candy store in the mall, too.
If he's going to pull me over, I'm going to be weaving in and out of the road on Benadryl. He's going to pull me over and see white powder all over my nose from the pixie sticks.
You're flicking at pixies. Like he's, you know, he's going for the normal.
I told you it was the same thing I was doing, man.
Yeah.
It's like you're getting
everybody
fucking bubbles
like,
out of a needle.
It's like if you grab a sugar packet, next time you go to a restaurant. Think about next time you grab a sugar packet. What's the first thing you do? You pinch? Shake it. You know.
There's the Maui punch.
You know, that face just wasn't as good as when you were on your hands and knees going screaming. But,
shouting, it's like gonorrhea in my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? That's pretty brave.
That's very brave. We give you mad props. We give Hell Smack.
These are Furious Ultra
you
Turbo
can't,
Championship
I mean,
Edition.
Mad props.
That's right.
Man.
Our live studio audience, thank you.
Yeah. This show's being recorded in front of a half-dead studio audience.
Not half-dead. I'm alive.
That would mean you're not half... Anyhow.
I refrain from a sex joke on that one.
Yeah, pixie sticks. Actually... You know, Wonka, aren't they? Isn't this Wonka?
These are Wonka products.
You know, but everybody's going, so is he going to do a three-footer? No, he's not doing the entire damn pixie stick.
God damn.
It's not like we're making him, you must do it all. No.
That's where they actually fuck. They don't come in like straws, man. They start coming in like fucking hoses, dude.
Yeah, they do. Like, hula hoop material.
Yes.
The generic hula hoops?
They just like fucking clip one in and staple it.
Exactly.
And shit.
Man, that burns, dude.
I used to fucking know kids, man, that were like, dude, like, just eat those things one after another. Dude.
But you know what? We got a bag of pixie sticks. You know, we should donate these to the school district.
Yes.
No!
Right on. All right. Hey, guess what? Now that we're coming back off of that segment, I got very boring news. Time for Spank News.
Really?
Wow.
Here, I'm blind. I'll pretend it's Braille.
Tune in Tokyo.
Oh,
Where's the antenna?
Bell ring.
Raise the antenna.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Open the doors and ring the bell. Anyhow.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. Good. All right, first up, since we're doing boring-ass... Yeah, we're doing news.
All right, cool.
Spank News, News of the Fucked.
News of the Fucked.
News of the Fucked. Now, this is something I didn't understand. I got this off of Down Jones Newswire. But it states that the article is from Des Moines, Iowa, so it must have been from the Des Moines Register. I don't know why they would have this news more than anybody else. But McDonald's is tinkering with its primary product. They're going to be changing the hamburger. They're actually going to change the spices in a hamburger.
You know what? That makes perfect sense because right now they're at something like a 30-year low.
Good.
McDonald's is now suffering from oversaturation.
Yes.
And the fact is that no matter how much they've done this price war shit right there.
Yep.
Everybody else agrees now because they're going to Jack in the Box, Burger mm-hmm. King, Carl's Jr. for fast food.
Yep, mm-hmm. Which are not oversaturated. I mean, McDonald's, Fat Burgers are here. In-N-Outs are okay. I like their fries.
Fat Burgers, you know what, man? Fucking relish on a burger, dude.
It's different. It's good.
Gives it unique taste, but that always throws me off, man.
Yeah, I know.
King Burger with bacon, cheese, and egg.
Yeah, I saw that on the menu.
Mm-hmm. But
no,
yeah,
here you go. Have you snort powdered egg next time?
Oh, it tastes like breakfast.
Powdered egg, powdered milk.
Gotta get breakfast running out.
Powdered toast, man.
Grab onto my buttocks and snort.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. All right, but yeah, basically here, what they're saying is McDonald's is losing a lot of money. It is saturation for the most part.
Yeah, oversaturation.
Oversaturation, I'm sorry. The only thing that's more saturated than McDonald's mm-hmm. is Starbucks. But Starbucks can do something McDonald's can't.
Charge an assload of money for a product that doesn't suck?
That's one.
That's
but
point.
They could close a store. Not like, you know, shut down, out of business close. But they,
that's true.
If they don't want to, that store on that corner doesn't have to open today. That store in that corner doesn't have to open today. But that store in the middle, we'll open them today. And that is something I find absolutely amazing about the conglomerate that is Starbucks.
I have a question on Starbucks right there.
Yes.
Are those all company or are any of those franchises?
All company.
All company.
No
that's
franchise.
That's why they can do it.
They're all company. They're okay. Not franchise. That's one of the big things that why they could do that.
Okay, okay.
And it's actually a great thing, I think, because you control then, you know, your inventory. You mm-hmm. not only do that, but why have 12 stores open on a Sunday when you can have 4 stores open on a Sunday in a regional area, since they put one on almost every single corner.
And then on big days such as Monday, they can open them all up.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
You know, and they can open some during the day, some during the night. Why not?
There is one thing, though. Starbucks is extremely overpriced.
Yes.
Highly overpriced. Starbucks every day, but I will say something. When I do go to Starbucks, and it is pretty much because of the price, really rare, and the fact that I really don't have a craving for coffee that much. For how often I buy Starbucks, it really is worth it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we used to, actually, before we moved here in this side of town, we used to live over in the Central Vegas area.
That's right.
Actually, West Central. So we lived a block away from Starbucks. So it's like mm-hmm. one thing we did and we actually enjoyed was going to Starbucks.
Makes sense.
You know, walk down to Starbucks, get a coffee, mm-hmm. walk
but
back, go to a park.
I couldn't afford to go to the movies or anything. We'd go to Starbucks.
Why? That costs the same.
Well, that's because Nanopolis opened. You know, $4.75 for a movie and a coffee. Think about this. Mm-hmm. 2 hours of enjoyment or 20 minutes of enjoyment. I don't know. One has whipped cream. The other one will get you rested.
Hey, does your wife carry a purse?
Yes.
How big?
Fairly large.
It is not. Fight your tongue.
I hope so, because like, next time, if we go to the movies, we need you to like smuggle in beer.
That's not that big.
Pixie sticks. Yeah.
Beer and pixie sticks.
Beer and pixie.
What are those guys doing in the back?
Other things that they're talking about here at the McDonald's.
Yeah. They're going to change the spices, though.
They're going to change the spices in the burger, so they're changing the flavor of their basic thing, the hamburger. Also, what they're doing is they're looking at the dollar menu. Here's something I found very disturbing. First off, they're not looking to change the dollar menu much. They might be removing their two big ticket items off of it, though.
Which one?
The Big and Tasty, which our buddy Ray Ray Rodriguez, little side note here. Ray Ray and I were out at lunch, went to McDonald's down over in the ghetto. And
In the ghetto.
All right.
So
have the fucking spank wagon spleen inspiration. Continue.
It happens.
You went to McDonald's.
Went to McDonald's, right? So, yes. And he
finish the story.
Sorry. He looks at the menu and he goes, "I think I'll have a big and nasty." Now he doesn't realize he said this. I'm sitting here at the counter.
I'm a big and nasty with a side of dirty Sanchez.
But he's getting a big and nasty, and the guy behind the counter going, you know, he's trying hard not to laugh. I'm already losing it behind him. He's like, "What's so funny?" I go, "What did you order?" He goes, "I want myself a big and nasty." I'm like, "You want a what?" He goes, "Oh, shit, I want a big and tasty." I'm like, "They're going to give you a big and nasty,
I want
right.
a big and nasty. Not a problem. Shaniqua, come here."
Should. What? T-Rex.
You're going to make me come.
Basically, all other things that they're talking about is they're looking at ways to shrink the overall menu, of course.
Yeah, McDonald's, we've had this discussion of how, with the weird shit they've tried to
We're going
to
get to that, because that's actually later in the story. No, another thing that they're talking about doing is they're going to change how they do their front counter procedure. Because, what?
Why? They've already wasted a shitload of money on streamlining it.
It's not streamlined enough, because what they say here is people are not liking the fact that you tell them, "We'll take your order, please move down." Mm-hmm. Okay? They don't like that. It basically says here, on a front counter, McDonald's acknowledges that a recent change in its front counter procedure, in which patrons are asked to please step aside while they wait for orders, is not helpful to our customers. So our team is quickly working to determine a solution. I here at Spankwagon Radio, at spankwagon.vftp.net, would like to propose an obvious solution. It's the same solution that they use at Carl's Jr., Jack in the Box, Burger King.
Took it home.
Numbers.
Oh.
Take a goddamn number. Mm. I will give this advice to you for only $1.5 million.
There's a problem with that. That means McDonald's employees have to be able to count.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, screw that idea.
Speaking of which, Earl got fired from McDonald's.
That's pretty screwed up if Barbershop got fired from...
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Wow, you get fired from McDonald's. Man, it tells you one thing, though.
Yes, man told me where he's working at someplace else. He fucking left McDonald's. But, yeah, it's not a move up.
Yeah.
It's another fast food joint.
Other things, they're going to promote the dollar menu by spending over several million dollars promoting the dollar menu. So their advertising agency... Oh, but one of the best things that I caught on here, they were talking about Donald Trump is going to be like one of the people that will talk about, one of the celebrities they'll use for the dollar menu ads.
I think I've seen that actually with Grimace.
Yeah.
Here's my question, and yeah, we've seen this with Grimace, and you're right.
I believe Donald Trump's going to eat a fucking McDonald's.
First off, yeah. Donald Trump eating McDonald's, and two, this isn't the 80s. Donald Trump isn't as big.
Good point. That's like sending Wayne Newton on USO shows.
Exactly. It's or even worse, Alf and Hulk Hogan pitching telephone.
Which is funny, because that's retro-esque.
Yeah.
Donald
Trump isn't retro-esque.
And, you know, my thing is, I think we should have sent over, like, fucking Korn for a USO show.
Make them all angry.
As Slipknot.
There you go. Make them all angry, and they'll go kill everybody. Yeah. Also, you were talking about the weird shit. We've talked about this on the show before, about
fucking
pizzas
pizza,
and nachos.
Soup. Fucking tacos.
McDonald's?
McDonald's.
In Los Angeles.
They do this. They'll test market this stuff, such as in Lincoln, Nebraska, which is actually not really a state as much as it is a level of hell. Nebraska, that is.
Woo-hoo!
McDonald's will have a bakery and ice cream shop. It's going to open up in Lincoln. Also, other things they've already done there. Lincoln is where they've already tested a format with dinner platters.
I actually think I heard about that.
You know, where they serve you dinner, but it's not tip. So they have a hot and cold specialty sandwiches and no tip wait service. They call it a restaurant a 3-in-1. Also, another thing that they're working on...
You know what that sounds like? What's the word? Oh, yeah, a sizzler.
Exactly. It's exactly what it is. It's a sizzler. Another thing that they're working on, because they're geniuses and they just thought this stuff up out of the blue, but they want to get into the specialty restaurant and coffee house. They want to call it McCafe.
Yeah, dude.
McCafe.
Let me just say that on the Apple campus, the
McStarbucks.
There is McCafe, so that's kind
of
funny.
Yeah, McCafe. But see, that makes sense. That's all part of the campus. Yeah. It's not like they're trying to market it, you know, but McCafe.
McDonald's is kind of like Apple, as in they want to put all their products with some sort of weird shit in front, some trademark like McDonald's, Mick, Apple, I.
I dot.
I apps.
But yeah, so that's McDonald's. But I like it.
McDonald's is really losing their ass on the business.
Well, you know what?
They're starting to. What's the analysts are saying? Close stores, and they're like, no, we can't. So their stock has been downgraded.
Good.
Yes.
You know what? You and I are going to go over to Walmart, another piece of shit hell. After the show to pick up some equipment for the show next week or Tuesday.
Yes, I went to Target, and I must say Target actually did have much
yes,
nice
Yes, Target stuff. Is a great
However, place. They cannot beat Walmart on their automotive section.
No.
What I saw.
No. But Walmart caters to sort of the everyman, and Target caters to the upper scale.
Motor Trend sold its own line of oil.
Oh, yeah.
Motor Trend Oil.
Motor Trend Oil, dude. Motor Trend Auto Mats. Yes, Rev. Walls suck. We got to go there. But they have a McDonald's in there. They have a McDonald's in the Walmart right down the road. That's two blocks away.
You have a McDonald's and a fucking Walmart here? On this side
of
town?
We got several of them. And that's why they're screaming, no, we won't close it down. Good to go.
It fell. It's okay.
Caesar's Pizza. Little Caesar's Pizza, though. But Little Caesar's Pizza wasn't as bad as over... oversaturated in the market as
yeah McDonald's has really with the opening and the rapid expansion they've really started to lose their ass on a lot of stuff. McDonald's is actually going especially one I can yeah Blockbuster though,
okay Blockbuster gets
Blockbuster
labeled with
Blockbuster just got their ass hit with a lawsuit they lost
on what
for saying shit and people where Blockbuster. Okay, let's say it's a quarter to midnight. You put your video on the thing. They don't check it until next morning. You get a late fee. Blockbuster had to pay out shitloads of money. Several million dollars to its customers. If you still have an active account there, you can like, go back and then credit it back a whole shitload of late fee stuff.
That was before this lawsuit. We might have to go back and talk.
Go back and talk about this stuff, yeah. But that's what happened there. They got their ass lost. McDonald's, though, is really oversaturated. And I'll tell you one thing.
Blockbuster and Starbucks both have this bad philosophy. And it's happening like... It's happened with, like, bookstores and stuff, mm-hmm. where what they'll do is they'll come in and they'll dominate the market. It's basically a scorched-earth policy of marketing.
Home Depot is the same way. And they're paying the price for that,
yes,
now, too.
People are now starting to shop at Lowe's.
Yes.
Because Lowe's... Okay, Home Depot is a hardware store, mm-hmm. which they've totally... You know, because of Home Depot, places like Payless Cashways had to close out.
Yeah, Payless Cashways got their asses owned, but there's a difference on that, too. Payless Cashways had the most confusing floor plan I ever saw
yes.
organization, and employees anywhere are going to be fucking idiots. Mm-hmm. But it's like I had to ask for where shit was instead of having it organized properly. A fucking diamond in the middle of the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, what's happened is Home Depot has actually gotten lawsuits on that, too. I forget where. I have to pull up the ad right there. But Home Depot is notorious for in their own cities right there. They hire artists for their own shirts. I know this because my mom used to work for Home Depot for several years. And what they do is they hire like they'll do like a cartoon type drawing with the character Homer.
Mm-hmm.
He's that little dude with the hat and no eyes. Okay. And what happened was in this one town where they came in and they totally dominated the market. They sent out three mom and pop hardware stores.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is they said Home Depot kills the competition, and it's Homer with a scythe and three headstones with the names of these hardware stores. And
Oops.
These people went bankrupt and shit, and they sued Home Depot. What happened, I don't know. All I saw was they settled out of court with these three businesses. Same with Walmart right there. Walmart says that they do this and that and buy it for the community.
No.
By the time they do analysts on this, in average small towns, by the time Walmart is complete, they've only given five new jobs to the community. That's it. Because of all the other competition, they kill. Mm-hmm. Because they deal with such bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart, on some things on Walmart right there, their prices are low. On other ones, they're fucking not. Motor oil at Walmart, Jesus, that jumped up in price.
Mm-hmm.
And their other bulk stuff, too.
Yep. It's all based upon supply and demand and supply chains. Like,
yeah.
In this town, I wouldn't know where to really go get a case of oil. Back home, I would go to,
to shop around for it.
Back home, we had Western Auto, which turned into Advanced Auto Parts. We had
Kraeger.
Kmart, Walmart, you know.
Kraeger or Schmucks.
We finally got an O'Reilly's and finally got a Kraeger. Actually, I think Kraeger was the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Schmucks is East.
Yeah, it's always funny because these people talk about it. I deal with people with DeLorean shell running around the world. It's the same thing.
And, it used to be Western Auto was owned by Sears, but Sears got mm-hmm. tired of their own competition being them.
Yeah.
So they closed Western Auto. You go by what we talked about this earlier today, Northland Oil. Northland is a local brand in Waterloo. Literally, one of the rendering or processing or whatever plants is there in Waterloo. So you
refinery.
Could buy... Refinery, thank you. Thank you. So you could buy the oil cases very cheap compared to everything else.
Yeah.
Just because there was no transportation costs.
Yeah, no shipping.
You know, no shipping costs or anything attached to
that. Shipping is expensive. Mm-hmm. It costs diesel fuel to move shit.
Exactly. And diesel is not as cheap as it used to be.
No.
You know, diesel is expensive now, so...
But yeah, it's just like Walmart. Walmart's really getting fucked on, especially their environmental stuff.
Too, oh, yeah.
Where they have disregard. Like, by my house, they keep dust control down. They constantly water this dry patch land, and it's got salt cedar everywhere. But it's nasty. Salt cedar's bad for the environment.
So it's like over-salinity of the soil?
Yes, that's what it does. And what happens is there's no seeds that it can bear for birds to eat, so it kills wildlife in that respect.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But yeah, there's like a, just fucking... I forgot what I was going to say earlier about something here. But, yeah. Oversaturation, getting fucking killed.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, that's what it was. One thing that really dealt a blow to McDonald's was the... where's the chicken nugget commercial by Carl's Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
That killed their stock like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah.
Funny as hell.
Because it was just a funny commercial. Where's the nugget? I don't know.
Remember, and he's like, it's not there, and he pulls the rubber glove off after he's looking in the chicken's ass.
Yep.
And people were just like, McNugget sales plummeted to nil. And what happened after that, McDonald's said, oh, look, we have nuggets, or chicken strips.
Those chicken strips were good, though.
I'm not saying that...
No, it's not good.
But McDonald's was trying to do that, and people like said, you fucking pricks, you know. That was my attitude. Yeah, posers. So they lost a lot of business on that. But yeah.
Poser.
But yeah, it's a weird, you know, it's weird when you go like Blockbuster and Starbucks and McDonald's. And when we moved here, we looked in the phone book and we saw 54 McDonald's. And
yeah.
You know that's at least double now. You know there's about 108 or
you got
McDonald's.
Several in casinos, several out and about and shit.
They're everywhere. I mean, you go within three blocks. So, how's your nose?
Good. What else we got in the news?
In the news, Ted Koppel.
I read this online, too.
Yeah, I found this article. Actually, I found it locally
on
KLAS.
Is not over 10,000 square feet.
Yes. Basically, newsman Ted Koppel and his wife are reportedly going to court over the size of homes in their posh suburban neighborhood.
Yes, they live on the fucking Potomac.
Yes. Very, very high rent, literally, area, if you want to. Really say rent.
Rent? Fuck.
The ABC Nightline anchor and his wife have filed a lawsuit against property developers in Potomac, Maryland. They claim that the developers are not abiding by an agreement that limits the size of homes to 10,000 square feet.
Right.
In other words, the developers are building homes that are too big for everyone else but him. However, the developers have fired back, saying the only house that exceeds the limit will belong to the Koppels. The reason that scares me, and I'll read this whole article, maybe anybody else can see the two problems I have with this. The Washington Post reports a preliminary ruling has cleared all but two of the homes in Koppel's neighborhood, but the remaining cases are now heading to trial. The Koppel's home is still being built. The couple's attorney says it'll be a 9,700 square feet when finished.
So they're underneath that limit.
Underneath. But listen to these two lines. Let me read these two lines. However, the developers have fired back, saying the only house that exceeds the limit will belong to the Koppels. The Koppels' home is still being built.
Huh?
Did you guys catch that?
Yeah, it just said we were underneath, and now it says we're going to be over it by the time it's done.
Exactly, because the couple says it will only be when finished.
How much you want to say that right now it's the preliminary plans that are 9,700 square feet?
I'm going to say it's preliminary.
Add-ons.
I'm going to say there's going to be add-ons. I'm going to bet that... Think about it. It's currently being built by these developers that they're suing. Hey, go ahead and add another square foot to the left and add
by
another
way,
square
Ted
foot
Koppel,
in this room. And
Ted Koppel never owned a home in Vegas, you can tell, with shitty day workers building a house.
No shit.
God, man.
Well, I could point you corners in my house where my two door sills, start out an inch wide and end up pressed together.
Jesus, man. And you heard the horror stories about my old house, too.
Yeah.
Fucking plug in a light and the outlet wouldn't work after that light bulb would go out and plug in the outlet's dead.
There is some horrible construction, but
roof
this is funny. Also, my second question is, and maybe you guys can help me answer this. Yeah, you really have to be. I mean, what we live in a planned community is almost scary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a problem right there.
It's a big time problem. It's a huge problem in California where they got more rain.
California
there's a
more
lot more problems with moisture in the stucco and stuff. And people's houses will literally slide apart. Stucco front end is gone.
Yeah.
Your neighbor's in the shower and all of a sudden their house is going
to be. Yep.
Shit, don't even start. California's a horrible place for a house.
But, one question I have, and I'll pose this for everyone. This is something as the wife can tell you, I am happy in an apartment. I've always been an apartment dweller for most of my life.
I don't like apartments.
Or I'm happy with roommates. I'm not too big on... I don't need too big of a house. I can always make everything fit if I try. But... And it fits perfectly. Why have a home that is 10,000 square feet?
That basically, yeah.
The whole big ass.
Look at Aaron Spelling. At his house.
I mean, really... Yeah. The purpose of owning...
He's like Jewish, I mean, Mr. Burns.
I just feel that having a place that big, because, you know, you only use a dozen rooms. It's like we were watching MTV Cribs, and the wife and I were looking at this one chick from Venezuela or whatever, and literally, she had a compound. I mean, it was ridiculous. She had a room here, and then went all the way down to this whole glass building
I could see having a house that's 10,000 square feet. For me, that'd be mostly garage.
Yeah. Something like that for garage. Storage for what, you know?
Garage,
making some money.
Fucking car parts.
This ain't a water closet. Man, this is a water cavern.
Water cavern.
But I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just me. I could never understand or want to live in a house that large.
Basically, it's like he says, it's for ego, right?
Yeah,
there.
It's for ego.
And besides that, maybe he's going to hold a hostel.
Who knows?
Who knows? But yeah, no, next story.
Next story, actually, I was going to read one about Kevin Mitnick, but I don't feel like talking about Kevin Mitnick, because he's making way too much money to be
So I don't see why everybody's putting free Kevin stickers everywhere.
Well, no,
he's free.
Free Kevin stickers are old, but... Oh, wait.
I think we should have free Pee-wee stickers, man.
Sorry, they'd have to be done in crayon.
Okay, kids, touch me there! Man, well, him and the dude from Ferris Bueller, but anyhow.
No, that's different, man. Pee-wee is accused of having art that was fucking child porn, but it's up to interpretation. The DA interpreted it as such, but the art collector or the art dealers he bought it from did not. So that's up in the air. The dude from Ferris Bueller, he was soliciting fucking 14-year-old boys to take nude photos.
Damn.
That's something totally different.
That's fucked. The principal from Ferris Bueller.
Yes.
Didn't know about that, huh?
Did not know that.
Scary shit. Next time you watch Ferris Bueller, remember that.
Yeah.
He's really eyeing...
You know what? That really puts a whole spin on when he goes in the house and she's inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Big time spin.
Yeah.
Basically, right now in Venezuela. Now, this was, like, huge news, and I had to pull
the
this
oil
because...
Oil shit going on?
Oh, fuck no. No, not... It has to do with the president, but fuck the oil. Oh, who cares that their whole main economic platform is collapsing?
People are, like, dying of
starvation.
Right?
Yeah, you know what it is?
Fuck them.
They're running out of beer.
Beer.
Beer has been cut off as well. Right now, the drunks are getting drunk on the good stuff, says Jose Gonzalez, a retired government worker. He joked this after buying a $28 bottle of whiskey. But if the strike continues, we're going to end up broke. Because... They like drinking their beer. They're very high beer drinking per capita. As a matter of fact, the numbers here, per capita.
Más cerveza.
Yeah, exactly. Per capita, Venezuelans are our biggest beer consumers in Latin America, drinking an average of 20 gallons annually.
God damn!
It's per person.
Sounds like a five-day.
Mexico comes next at 13 gallons and Brazil at 12. Basically, the strike is within its fourth week and it's impossible to find beer. And they're really freaking out. Now, what pisses me off, that's on CNN.com, right?
Yeah.
When was the last time you had heard a whole day's worth of news about the oil crisis? I heard maybe...
I give a rat's ass. They're starving. Fuck them.
But they're out of beer. So remember that, folks.
I thought maybe CNN the other day,
Which was already exposed in Man on the Moon.
Yep.
Shit, before that.
But Jerry Lawler needed...
Book.
Yeah, it was in Zemuda's book. But you know what? Lawler, more so now, is more of a TV presence, so it's going to be more news.
Yeah.
Remember that. We're going to go ahead and take a quick five-minute break. We're going to come back with more details on the New Year's Eve spank wagon party.
Right. New Year's Eve.
And we got the porn review from Smack, but we're going to go ahead and take a quickie break. And And we'll be back in a little bit. You are listening to...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Spankwagon Radio.
On Spankwagon Radio.
You're listening to Lex Dexia
this,
Channel.
That's right. You know what? Yeah, yeah.
Little ship.
We won't fight. All the good things. and you're telling me no still. But I will still tell to all the children that we spent moments we share.
Warm me up the target. Come in right away. This is Jim from down at the store. We got a real problem, man. I don't know what's going on. Something about the cart machine not picking up the magnet. I don't know, but I got a parking lot full of carts, and I need you to get your ass down here now and get these things up.
You must have the wrong Robert.
Isn't this Robert who works at the Walmart?
Oh, no. Oh, Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you get him for me, please?
Yeah, just a moment. I don't know if he's wrong yet. Just a moment.
All right, thanks.
This is great.
Bobby? Yeah.
This is Jim from down the store. Look, I need you to get your ass down here right now. The cart machine's broke. I got a parking lot full of carts. I need you to get down here.
This would have worked if I hadn't heard the broadcast 30 seconds before you picked up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Reverend Hammer. What's up there, Bob?
Well, only the fact that you just woke Pappy Coon's head up.
Sorry.
Sorry there, Pappy Coon Sr., I guess that would be. Yeah, we just had to give you a call, you know. Some Indian guy actually woke him up. I said, Mandy, she's a fine girl. She's a fine girl. Yeah, but it's only 11:30 here, and everybody knows we go on spank wagon time.
Yeah, but not him, unfortunately.
So wait, you're telling me that there's someone in that house who's not listening to the show?
There's three people not listening to the show because one of them got to get up and work in the morning. The other one, well, he just doesn't.
Dude, you're supposed to be pimping the show at all costs. I just snorted friggin' pixie sticks for the show, and you can't even get three people to listen in?
Yeah, and what did you forget to do? Bring the camera?
No, because I actually didn't really plan on doing that, but the next time I snort it, I will make sure that I get it on camera.
Okay. Call us up when we get the pictures next time, and I'll try to get them to listen, okay?
All right, Rev. Yeah, great night, buddy.
Okay.
Night, man.
Is Mandy there?
Oh, you gotta love it when shit happens.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Oh, my goodness.
What
could have happened better? It would have been great, yeah, but still. Yeah. Oops. Still funny. To all people in the Pappy Coon house, good morning.
Sorry.
Yeah, we good morning. That's all we really need to say.
I'd like to bring another spank wagon listener online.
Uh-oh, who are we going to bring online? No. Dial mine, then. Use mine, because I have the number.
Feel free to call these people, too.
Oh, are we not calling? Are we calling a...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, let's see here.
At least it's not my phone.
It's all right, I got caller ID blocked. But you know what? You're going to have to do this one. You going to do it?
Yeah, why not?
Actually, you know what? Even better.
She can't keep a straight face.
All you have to do is promise him hot lovin's. No? All right. Then here we go. Let's get this one going. Nothing like a little prank call happening here. What are we, like, in a fifth grade? All right, so here we go. And
you have 127 minutes available for this call.
Well, that's nice.
Yay! Shut up.
This is the joke of the day. How do you arrest Hispanic in Los Angeles? I fucked it up. How many cups does it take? 10. 1 to arrest, 9 to carry oranges. It's very good, my friend. You like it. Very funny.
Okay, so that's the end of that. Since I'm not burning any more minutes. Yeah, that was horrible. You know what? I really can't think of anyone else we can call.
Well, hold on. Let's see. I got a bunch of people in there.
Okay. Well, while you figure.
He's like, oh, yeah, them.
That's
everybody.
Well, let me check my phone book here. Let's see here.
Call a random number.
No. Okay. No. So the answer is no. So I guess we'll
dial a random number.
No, I'm not dialing a random
number. Nick sold somebody else's fucking address.
Yeah, that's it. We'll get the guy from TWP. We'll get Kevin on the phone there. He's always fun. All right, so I guess
it's time for porn review.
It's time for the porn review.
Excellent.
It's time for the porn review, and it's brought to us by our friends here at Spankwagon. So anyway, because you know what? We don't... Oh, look.
Us.
Yeah, bunch of mad props for us. There we go. All right.
Right on.
So the porn review this week, and I have to tell you how this came about. This is actually inspired by Claude's, you know, inane sense of finding the strangest porn out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this week's porn review is for RaverPorn.net. RaverPorn.net is an interesting little website. I got to throw them props.
And affordable,
it is. The pros and cons of the site actually kind of worked their way out there. Let's take the site top to bottom. The pros of the site are, number one, are the cost. It is just a mere $6.95 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong with that kind of price
bills?
Point. No,
none.
No hidden bills.
None.
It's $6.95 a month for everything. Absolutely everything. That gives you access to the cams, to the pictures. But my favorite part seems to be the community feature. They actually have a really nice set of boards up. People can talk. And you know, some of the most active people on the boards are the girls themselves.
You're talking to people that are only using one hand to use the mouse.
No, you know you're not.
No.
These are real live raver girls.
They're actually real live raver girls.
No, I mean the other guys.
Oh, the guys.
You're talking to
the
guys.
Dude, know what? I'm telling you, the most active people on those boards are the girls. They're the girls. There's like Garnet. There's Kitten. There's Pandora. They're actually really.
Is box?
Yes. Small and furry. Now, a couple of other pros to the site is it's literally constantly updated. I mean, just in the last week alone, there have been 3 to 4 updates, which on the bigger sites you usually don't get. They're really great. Some of the other interesting features on the site.
It's amateur, too.
It is amateur, yes. It is amateur.
I believe they are usually met at raves and parties.
They are usually met at raves and parties. There are a couple of consistent girls that come in. They do have some kind of guests, quote-unquote, from, like, Suicide Girls and a couple of other places.
Bridget the Midget!
No, Bridget the Midget. Some of the other things
I'd like to try that sometime.
Oh, man.
I'd like to see what it's like with a midget.
Some of the other things that I really like about the site are the cams. The cams are always nice. Like I said, the boards.
What about their cams?
The cams, the cameras, thank you.
What are you doing looking at cameras?
What's the point of looking at porn if you can't look at the cams as
exactly.
well?
Exactly. You've got to have the cams. There's some interesting...
You know, you realize how much of a tit question that was?
Exactly, dude. You should just count yourself as homosexual. Thank you. The site itself has some problems, though. And this is just technical for more than anything. Number one, I find the connecting to anything like the IRC chat or the cams or anything using Java inevitably don't remember your username and password. And they don't let you use a standard username and password. You get to choose your own. They assign you a series of numbers that are incredibly hard to remember. It did take quite a while for me to get that. It does take forever to get into any of the cams and any of the IRC stuff because it is just...
One thing that I had a problem with, too, in all honesty, was I could not save the movies.
Yeah, the movies are...
Because they actually contact the site first for a cookie.
Exactly.
Using username and password.
Exactly.
So it's like after you cancel the subscription, you can't keep watching.
Not so much as canceling the subscription, but if you have a slow connection, you want to download it.
Especially if you're not on broadband.
Exactly. Some of the other problems I have with the site are some of the quality of some of the earlier shoots are not quite as clear as they are on some of the newer ones. But that's to be expected. The site was just... just starting at the time. The other thing that kind of irks me is the lack of hardcore. I mean, it's a porn site. Yes, seeing the girls are great, and most of the girls do a lot of solo action.
My favorite one that I've seen on there is the one, the Asian girl.
No, which one?
In the hardcore series.
In the hardcore,
I forget her name.
Kay, I think her name is.
Kay, yes. I was disappointed.
You know these all by name.
Yes. I was very disappointed that there was no
like your personal friends.
No money shot.
Yes,
and
no money
very,
shot.
Very little actual penetration showing,
yes.
And I'm a big fan of oral sex. There wasn't a whole lot of that, and that kind of upset me as well. Well, not upset me, but I found
what pictures of her giving oral sex were actually very good.
Exactly.
But I think she would really have been have done well with a partial facial, if not of eating the semen.
Exactly. The hardcore kind of leaves some to be desired, but you know what? They make up for it, because almost every girl
most definitely.
Her own solo stuff. And I have to my favorite solo is actually River on the stairs in the black dress.
Yes, yes.
Great. And actually, I wound up doing a wallpaper of her, and then I did another wallpaper, and I showed it to Trench here. It's actually a really good one, of Maida, one of their girls in their $10,000 model search. And it's an excellent shoot. For those of you that haven't seen it, Maida, and she's... awesome little redhead. The shot is actually done from her inside of a shopping cart that's been flipped upside down. So it's got kind of a cage look to it. It's an excellent shoot, but it's a little more...
She's in a shopping cart.
You should see it. She's a little tiny girl, but it's actually really cool. It looks like a shopping
cart. These are raver chicks.
These are raver little...
They're barely legal.
Exactly. Now, there are a lot of piercings. There are a lot of tattoos, a lot of strange hair, and they're all really cool.
What really was really a turn on... Over tattoos, over piercings, really kind of turn off for me. But I totally dig blue and red hair.
Exactly, exactly. Some of the interesting wigs and dye jobs and some of the interesting positions that girls get into. I think one of my favorite costumes on the site is Garnet in her little Red Devil series.
Yes.
From the $10,000 model search. And I really am kind of a big fan of her. Omega is a girl I don't understand. She looked... It's a raver site, but she's almost completely out of place there. But, I mean, the site as a whole, I give it 4 out of 5 stars.
It is really a great site, actually. I really enjoy it because... It's not just a sex site there. Like, the lack of hardcore is kind of disappointing.
But it's a community.
Yes.
It's
not just community, but also, too, especially if you just want to go ahead and you want to look at models. It's almost more of a fetish site.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think the amount of activity that the girls keep up in the site is actually amazing. Mm-hmm. You log into chat, and almost any time there's at least 2 or 3 of them there. I just talked to Garnet this afternoon. The website itself, the boards are always active. Mm-hmm. There's always something going on. The guys who run the site, Auntie and Killshot, are both really cool guys. And I've actually spoken to both of them. And I gave the site 4 out of 5 stars.
It's a very good site. I would actually recommend Raver Porn for its content and basically its pricing.
Exactly.
For its cost. It's actually a very good value.
It is actually one of the few sites that I'm going to keep a subscription for after the interview. I'm a big fan. And if, you know, Auntie, if he's listening, if he would like to put my wallpaper up so people can download it, the one I did of Maida, it is, you know, sitting in your inbox. I just got the urge to do it on that picture. It's just amazing. I mean, the site itself is really, really well laid out. My only real big problem is the Java that they use, because it doesn't remember your login. It doesn't. Then they don't allow you to choose your own login.
Well, Java doesn't have anything to do with the login that much. The cookie will.
Well, it's
and they probably don't want you remembering your login for the same reason we used EverCommerce Bankway Message Board. We had a few people who were fans of ours that would use public terminals, and then, you know, sooner than we gave it down, but someone else logged under them and crashed out on them.
Well. The big problem right there is the authentication system they use asks you for your information twice. And the password, the username and password are a series of numbers, and they're really long and drawn out, 8 or 9 characters. It almost is, but that's the only annoying feature. And that, and when I try to view the archives for the cams, the Java class won't load, but that could just be me.
Really? What browser are you using?
I'm using Internet Explorer.
No.
So,
in X?
Uh-huh.
See, I haven't had any problem with that.
I mean, I'll try it with... Chimera tonight, but like I said, good site, 4 out of 5 stars, definitely worth it, and big props to those guys. Big props.
Yes, it is actually very good, because like I say, I was not disappointed by the models. I've gone to other sites too, one which is DebsDeepThroat.com. I did not like that.
Did not like that. I think next week I'm probably
she
gonna
is
review.
Fucking old and ugly. And what happens is on the stuff that you have right there, where they show photos of her. It's like, oh, okay, you know, she's not too bad. And then what happens? You take the tour of the site, and it was like, I knew right away I didn't want to go in.
It's just like one of those mature sites.
It was not mature. It's not. It's not like MILF Hunter.
Oh, MILF Hunters are.
Yes.
Yes, a wonderful site. I think for next week I'll end up reviewing Suicide Girls. Actually, that looks like it's going to be next month. Suicide Girls is a great site. Actually, I think Agent Eon, I think is her name. On the board, or on Raver Porn, is actually a lender on loan from the guys at Suicide Girls. Suicide Girls has quite a few more models than Raver Porn does, I think. Also, it looks like the site layout itself is a little more interesting. Raver Porn's site layout is very. I don't want to say it's demure or it's low tech. I think it's specifically to keep the bandwidth down on the site.
Yeah.
It's always smart to do, but it's almost a little too blasé. I think they could have gotten a little bit better about that. But that's me. I like Flash. I mean, I like...
Yeah, but really, when you're dealing with something that's going to be a bandwidth-intensive site, such as porn, you don't want a lot of crap. You want to keep it simple.
You want to keep it
1992.
The thing about it, though, was really interesting. I don't know the layout. I can't think of it for the life of me. what the hell is this called? The Miata board uses it, and Raver Porn uses the same layout to link all their photo sets as the Miata board does their messages. Same exact icons, same exact layout. I'm not a big fan of it.
It could be some sort of template.
Yeah, that's the way it's laid out right there.
But it is the layout I really like. The one thing that really kind of irks me is they don't have I guess on certain sets, or it could be just me, you can't go back to to select if a girl has multiple sets. You can't go back to see her multiple sets. You have to go all the way back to the beginning, or you have to go back to the beginning of that set. You can't go and select
It's really not up on that. But
the technical aspects, mm-hmm. the layout, the girls themselves, the content, the frequency that the content is updated. And again, the community feature itself, I mean, the e-zine, the downloads, everything there. I mean, it's an excellent site.
I will make another recommendation if you want to review one. The problem is the updates are not there really too much anymore. Not quite like they used to be. Mm-hmm. Fire Girls.
I will have to put that on the list. So, yeah, like I said, 4 out of 5 stars for the guys at Raver Porn. Thank you very much for allowing me to view your stuff. And I will continue.
You pay them. I will. Care who you
know what? Yeah. Honestly, if I would have asked, I'm sure they probably would have given me one for free. And this is one of the ones that I will be keeping. I will be keeping this one. So.
Mad Poontang.
Alrighty, so I love that segment. What do we got left? We got ourselves about 15 minutes here. Let's see, we've already prank called some people, snorted pixie sticks, reviewed a porn site. I think the only thing left is the repeated punching in the groin for Trencher.
Which is actually probably going to be done by his wife right there, because Trencher actually omitted himself from that porn conversation and kept eyeballing his wife for approval of, see, honey, I'm not involved.
Exactly.
No, it wasn't that as well, so much as it was that I was watching her face going, hardcore?
You are our studio audience.
Mrs. Trench, what is your porn preference? We're just wondering. What do you like?
I'll tell you what her porn preference is. And I'll tell you that.
We don't want to hear it from you. We want to hear from her.
No, we want to hear from her. It's so much more interesting to hear from her. Would you please inform us what are your porn preferences? What kind of porn do you like?
Romantic, erotica,
girl on girl,
hardcore,
gangbang, anal, cum guzzling. What is it that gets
ball
you
ball draining type
Bukkake.
Stuff?
Bukkake.
Bukkake's
always fun.
Yes,
No.
Well, guess what? We'll have to introduce her to some stuff, give her some samples.
Download some videos.
Cool. Download some videos.
All right. I think I got to show this off real quick.
Look, it's a toy Yoda.
It's a toy Yoda. We're changing subjects.
We're changing subjects.
This is a toy Yoda. It
works. Yeah. Boom mics.
Soon. This is Toyota, though.
Toy Yoda.
No, it's a Toyota.
If you know what we're talking about, then
listen
to the archives.
About. This is a Magic 8 Yoda, is what I like to call it.
Magic 8 Yoda.
Because what it does...
Lucas is going to say something.
And its wisdom are all around us. Ask your will a yes or no question. Sense the Force in my left hand. Press it and answer you, I will.
I have a question. Will George Lucas fuck up the next Star Wars movie?
Strong I am with the Force. But not that strong.
I think it's Yoda wanting to keep his job.
Yeah. Any other questions for Yoda?
Yeah, let's ask Yoda. Yoda, will a certain geeky wannabe little dork that works with a couple of people, effectively known by a nickname referring to a breast, will he ever actually taste the sweet nectar of the punani?
Tickle me, you have.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I think it's something he don't even want to comment on. But I think they're.
Your fucking Yoda's pretty indecisive, dude.
Yeah, he's not a very. Well, he's Yoda. Look at him. You're a green, 900 years old, wrinkly, and then a little bit of fuzz on the back of your head. How would you feel?
Well, let's see. Was Rev pretty close to falling for our little practical joke?
Yes, I feel this will be.
Okay, well.
Okay, so he was close. Rev was close. We know that. You know, but let's see. We'll take it laid.
Don't think, feel.
Yeah, he's avoiding that question.
The answer you seek will be found there.
Wow, he's really avoiding this
one. Is there
one.
Something that you're not telling us? I mean, come on. Are you the one who wants to diversionize tit?
The answer you seek is yes.
Wait. Can I show the obvious problem here?
No rectum.
No, nothing.
It's a Furby bottom.
It's a Furby. What this is they had the Yoda Furbies for a while.
Yeah.
Where they interacted with lightsabers and stuff, and they blinked and they talked. This is the exact same thing, but without all the fine mechanics.
Every time I look at tit now, I'm going to say, you're going to be deflowered by Yoda. Some little old man.
He's fighting with a cane. Not even with himself. He's going to be sitting there.
Well, no. He's going to do it with a force. He's a hardcore banging him with a force. All right. Yoda, anything else?
Like a menu shell.
Any other questions? You got a question for Yoda? Our half-dead audience?
Will Mrs. Trench find the kind of porn she likes?
No, I feel this way.
It's because they never make it through the credits before these two get wound up.
Tickle me, you have.
Avoiding the question.
Eek, all right.
This is not a very magic 8 Yoda, dude.
Well, it's not the greatest 8 Yoda. At least you don't have to shake him for an answer.
Hey, maybe that's what we need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
gonna have to roughhouse Yoda.
Yeah, that didn't work.
You need to press the button.
All right, folks. What we're going to do is we're going to actually just call the show. Let me go ahead and give out the...
Oh, no, we need to do the information for the party.
Oh, shit, the party! How did I forget that?
Bad trencher.
All the
timers. There's someone else here who
you
I
were No, you were so concerned about your wife, like, ridiculing you.
Oh, well,
not ridiculing you, like, kicking the shit out of you after the show.
Yeah, I'll get maimed tonight.
Aren't you supposed to be in bed for school tomorrow?
It's like winter break, dude.
It's winter break for her?
Yeah.
Ah.
First off, the show... Okay, next Thursday is going to be a recorded show. It won't be live, but...
It'll be in the archive.
It'll be in the archive, and we'll play it live over the air at the
regular
time.
Do a live rebroadcast.
Yes, we're rebroadcasting in front of an audience. Taped live, exactly.
In front of a studio audience of homeless people.
And cops. What we are going to be doing for Spankwagon Radio is we will be down on Las Vegas Boulevard.
And St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis and Las Vegas Boulevard. Basically, as you like to say, catty corner... from the Stratosphere, we will be witnessing the Las Vegas fireworks display at midnight, ringing in the new year with Spankwagon Radio.
And a few colorful characters.
And a few colorful characters, not to mention one of them, the very undersexed wife.
Well, Trencher, whose fault is that?
Well, it's obviously the porns.
Red hot prawn, baby. Red hot prawn.
Gotta have that red hot prawn.
Well, you know what? Anything I can do to help.
Okay, $4.50 an hour and...
You're going to pay me to do it? Sure, okay.
Oh, shit. I got a dead look. I'm dead. yeah, good night. What we're going to be doing, though, is we're going to be down there from about approximately, we're going to start our broadcast. We're done with you, Yoda.
Fuck.
We're done with you, because you've been too indecisive.
Does this shit, randomly speak?
No, only that, because it's that's the next to shut off. It's going to shut off after this. Okay. Basically, though, we're going to be... That got her. Of anything, Pixie Sticks gets her going. We're going to buy her a porno where Ron Jeremy's going, and she's going to die.
She a big Ron Jeremy fan?
I don't know. No, she knows who Ron Jeremy is, and she thinks he's the greasiest thing she's ever seen.
He's the American guy, man. He's the average guy.
He's a real porno star. Just like Tonya Harding's a real Olympic hero. She's fat and drives a pickup truck. She's a real American. She steals cable.
Hey.
My daddy makes magic.
Okay.
Don't forget, stupid commercial. That was not a sex reference for anybody.
Well, maybe it could have been for some of you.
No, that wouldn't be my daddy. It'd be my priest.
Night priest makes
He
magic.
Touches me in the special
he
spot.
He comforts me.
My happy place.
On the stick. First off, what it's going to be...
Now I'm thinking just the penetration with a crucifix.
Ooh. Wow, that's a burn in hell comment.
See you with Hitler.
A French Jesus tickler. His feet wiggle and he doesn't have a bath. Now I'm getting the kill look from your wife.
Yeah, because of that one weekend. We'll get to that some other day.
Yeah.
Jesus
I already did, man.
If you want to join us down there on the strip, yes, you will get this. This is what you will get down on the strip. I'm going to put up a little bit of info page. It's not going to be a fancy page, so it should be up by the end of this weekend. That's going to explain where we are, including some maps. Pretty much will be easy to find, though, if you're walking on the north end of the strip near the Stratosphere. Look for the freaks with the microphones and the computer. No, we are not D&D players. We are actually people who are playing...
Okay, we're playing D&D now, bitch.
Oh, you're going to be there?
I might.
Okay.
Create 100-sided dice.
in the dark. But yeah, we are going to be doing a live, we're recording a broadcast. We're going to play live that Thursday for you. It's going to be the Spankwagon Las Vegas New Year's Eve get together. If you are in Las Vegas, you want to get information where we are before I put this page up, spankmail@lvcm.com will get you to our mail site. Also, if you
got the new Addy.
Oh, I've had the new Addy.
Really?
I've had the new Addy. I just tuck it.
Lost music.
I just tuck it away. Oh, I know I lost music. No, actually, I loaded more playlists. It just changed between songs. That's pretty much it for that. Tonight's show, though, I want to thank Smack for submitting his nasal cavity to some fierceness.
Mad props to your nose.
Always mad props.
Thank you.
Thanks for the porn segment. It's always good to learn that my wife's a coward to porn. Ow! I just got kicked.
You probably deserve that.
I want to thank you yet again for keeping with the tradition of 10 minutes after the show starts showing up.
It was not my fault. I woke up late.
That's okay, Les Nessman. We understand. I want to thank me. I want to thank me because I'm not only here on time, week after week. Yeah, you were. What were you doing? But I'm just great for putting this together, and that's my ego talking for once. I'm great for putting this together.
Oh, for once. Oh, sure. Yeah, like that's a first.
It's a first.
Yeah.
Honest.
You know what?
I recall.
Yeah, because he's fucking mucilage. Yeah.
I'm being called mucus.
Mucilage isn't mucus, fool.
Oh, what is mucilage?
It's fucking glue made from horse hooves.
Oh.
Really? Rendering plant boy. I
want to thank Reverend Hammer out there for, first off, putting up with a phone call tonight. And to Robert or Bob or whatever that we called and spoke with, we're sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. We're not waking them up, at least.
No, we are not.
I guess I'm in the minority here.
The wife has spoken.
The only one who cares.
We are not.
I also want to say thank you to Reverend Hammer for going ahead and recording the show yet again, even though he nuked his PC. Or actually, his PC killed itself by dropping its own heatsink.
Mad props to the in-studio audience who get a copy of our home game.
Pixie
stick.
Snort it up.
Pixie stick darts. Yes. And thank you for talking, Yoda. And this is Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.bftp.net.
You can catch
us there. You can also connect to justshutthefuckup.org.
Mm-hmm.
And rumor has it, What I Wish I Didn't Know show is in the works. A new What I Wish I Didn't Know show.
Wow. He found a home.
We don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I've heard rumblings in the message boards for those of you who read them. Check out the message board. Check out the links. Check out Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net. We will talk to you next week because we'll at least be in the chat.
Yes.
But tune in to our recorded in front of a live drunk audience.
Live.
Spank Wagon Radio's New Year's Eve special.
Oh, maybe a drunk audience, but you can't bring booze down.
No booze.
We want to do this again.
Yeah, we definitely want to do this again. Hey, thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
Bye.
See ya.
This moment, you mean everything.
Tonight's show of Spankwagon deals with stunts of immature nature. We must remind you that everyone involved is a professional or amateur doing this of their own free will. Please do not try this at home. We assume no risk.